You're listening to the She Boss Cafe podcast, and I think you can relate to this. Even the best of us succumbs to the allure of instant gratification now and again. And when it comes to our businesses, the risk of wanting it right now, I mean, right now, can put us squarely into the type of energy that we will be exploring today, hustle energy. And I want you to know it's not your fault. Hustle culture is a real thing that we can very easily be influenced to take on. So on today's episode, we are going to dive into how to avoid the hustle culture. And I'm partnered with one of the She Boss Cafe's guest expert contributors, Meredith Vesh of Pause Box Co. Meredith and I are going to have a great conversation that I am certain you'll connect with. So stay tuned. Hi, I'm Susan Trumpler from Unstoppable Women in Business, and I'm glad you're here today in the She Boss Cafe, where we believe that being a She Boss is an identity. It's a way of life. Being a female entrepreneur is not always easy, but it is the most gratifying way to put yourself out into the world. And I want you to join us in the She Boss Cafe, where we are on a mission to connect, support, and watch you smash your goals. So let's get started. Meredith, introduce us to Pause Box Co., please.
Awesome. Hi, everyone. I am Meredith Vesh. I am an intuitive leadership coach and mentor. And my company, Pause Box, is an extension of my creative desire to help women really step into their biggest life without draining themselves. So beautiful. Beyond that, I come from corporate culture, 16 years in Silicon Valley. I learned all the hustle tricks you could possibly imagine. I was really a poster child for doing it all and doing it all perfectly. And since my body decided to give me the Heisman and say, nope, you're going to have to rethink that, I had an injury probably 5, 6 years ago. And it led me to leave my big job and set out on a soul sabbatical where I really tuned into what mattered to me and what was mine to do. And from there, I am here.
This is so cool. So tell us from your perspective, what actually is hustle culture?
So it's, other than the water we swim in, it's kind of fun to call it out because I think we don't know how pervasive it is. In my mind, hustle culture is anything that creates that need to prove yourself. So like get things done, hustle, like work hard, you know, the struggle is real. Like there's some heroics involved. A lot of people wear a badge, you know, I'm so busy. That's very hustle culture. There's the whole, I would say a little bit of pleasing in there too, because we're women and there's a whole societal standard that in addition to doing all the things, we're going to do it without ruffling any feathers and we're not going to shine too bright. And, you know, we don't want anyone to feel bad or left out. And so we do even more so that all the caretaking happens as well. And then on top of that, maybe like a little cherry on top would be some perfectionism about how, well, you know, other people can fail and have, what do you call this? See, I can't even think of a word. That's how much of a perfectionist I am. Other people can fail, but not me.
Yes.
I got to have it all together. I got to know the right thing at the right time, do all the things. And so I would say hustle culture is kind of a big enchilada of those three things.
So I can relate to a lot of what you said there.
Okay.
Definitely. Yep. And I can't wait to talk with you about how to avoid that. But before we go there, let's talk about what's the opposite. Like what are we reaching for?
What else is possible? I know you're like, but we're entrepreneurial women. Don't we have to just do the thing? And if it's hard, like, aren't we supposed to just give it our all? And yes, we get to do the thing. This is why we're in this role that we've created for ourselves. We get to follow our passion, follow the opportunity, dream big, not have to be under someone else's thumb. Those are all the positives, but can we do it from a more integrated place, right? So from a quiet confidence, from an inner knowing, from a resourced body, from a mindset of everything's working out for me, whether it looks like it or not, that's the end game. It's all playing its way into that final vision. So holding that vision, getting clear on your why, tuning into like, ooh, is this mine to do? Or is this something that some expert's telling me to do? So that really is that intuitive leadership coming from an internal place that says, yep, this feels right. Even if it's scary, it's not going to always feel like, yay, you know, unicorns and cupcakes, but it's going to be like, hey, this is hard, but this feels like it's mine to do.
So what I'm hearing, like I'm hearing a lot of different things in the way you describe that. Some of them are external manifestations of hustle culture, but some of them are really internal. Like, so what comes first, the chicken or the egg?
I'd say for women, because I think we are, I'm going to make an assumption here. We're primarily internal beings. I maybe there's some guys out there that feel this way too, but we have such a rich internal landscape. You know, we have been brought up in the society to have to process and make sure that we show up in the right way. And so that creates a lot of internal dialogue. And so I think that's why we're particularly gifted. I think we can have those conversations. We can nurture ourselves. We can find the mindset that can support us. And as entrepreneurs, I think that's our opportunity.
Oh, I like that. And I do like the way you put that women are internal beings, or the way I'd rather change that to female energy is more of an internal energy, right? Because there are men that have more of a, you know, lean towards that end of the spectrum, and women who lean the other way towards the male energy, right?
100%.
So when you find yourself with the internal talk that is in essence pushing you out of the energy zone that you really naturally belong in, is that when you're feeling the effects of hustle culture?
Yeah, that's when that grind happens, because you're out of alignment, right? Yeah. So when I have a quiz on my site that will help you kind of identify the different zones that I have. So hustle is one of those zones. And the opposite of that is the golden zone. And so we all know immediately, the golden zone. I know that. I know when I'm, you know, in my groove, in my flow, when things are just kind of falling into place, when I get, you know, invitations and people are helping me out, or just the idea drops in, or the big thing that I was worried about gets canceled, like that feels good. And that's the golden zone. And so when we work with our energy as entrepreneurs, this is where we want to just identify when we're in that zone and when we're out. And when we're out, how can we make some choices to move back into that alignment?
So I wanted to ask you, what can we do? Like, what can we do to take care of our energy and to notice this? You've started to go there around the noticing piece, like noticing when you're in that energy and when you're out of alignment. Are there any physical cues that would help me? Silly question, huh?
Yeah, no, I love that. Oh, are you depleted? Are you exhausted? Are you tired, but are you like a good tired? Like, oh, that was so satisfying. Or are you like, I can't even. Are you resentful? Resentment, that's a big one when it shows you're basically too much into pleasing. Are you constantly comparing? How does that show up in your body? Does it feel like, you know, on edge, not enough? Are you like spinning? You know, that little brain spin that we all do. Are you, you know, racing heart? Sometimes we're guarded right here. Oh, it just feels like there's a shield protecting us, because in my experience, that can mean a lot of things. But one thing it can mean is like, I am trying to, you know, look the part. I'm trying to look infallible. I don't want to have any weakness. I don't want to ask for help. Mm-hmm. So I'm just going to shut all this stuff down and just put on my guard. And I'm just going to grit my teeth and I'm going to show up and I'm going to get it done. So the grinding of the teeth, like, oh girl, I could just keep going, but I think I gave you some good examples.
You did great. You did great. So here's the magic question.
Yeah.
When we experience those signals, and now there's an awareness around, okay, I must be, you know, being succumbed to this thing that's pulling energy in the wrong direction, what do we do? What do we do?
Well, we do the real work. You know what?
Yeah.
So after we maybe go watch a movie and have a glass of wine, because sometimes that's just what we need, we tune in and we're like, well, you know what? I'm noticing I'm being really hard on myself. Mm-hmm. And that should flag the perfectionist, right? Like, would I talk to my best friend like that? Would I talk to my daughter like that? I think I'm being a little hard on myself. So just noticing when the perfectionist is there. For the prover, it's really about, you know, you're trying to cover up these feelings of inadequacy by trying to overgive, overdo. And for that one, you know, can I really get detached from expectations? Like maybe just name, like, I feel like I have to nail this thing. I have to smash my goals. And I don't feel like smashing my goals today. Like today is just a tenderness day. I feel like feeling tender and vulnerable. And I, you know, or I feel like taking care of my body. Like I've been in this chair for how long? I need to go outside, right? So advocating for that self is one of the most powerful things you can do. And then for pleasers, and I say it like, that's not me. It's totally me. Because I have like a wild, nurturing kind of love gift that I am always bringing into the world. But boundaries, girl, like there's some times where the overgiving isn't helping either party. Mm-hmm. So it's, and a lot of this is with our kids, you know, like they don't need it. You don't need to give it. Like just rein that stuff in and do it with some self-compassion, right? So for pleasers, it's really about, what are my values and can I take care of myself in this moment? What do I need to do to take care of myself? So those are some of the things, but I think the overarching is, can you be compassionate? Can you love on yourself? Can you accept yourself as you are? You know, I'm not doing things wrong. This is what I have to give right now. It'll maybe change tomorrow or in the next 10 minutes, but right now this is where it's at. And when we stop resisting where we really are at, then the energy flows back. And then you open that door to the golden zone again. You're like, oh, hello, golden. There you are. I didn't have to do anything. I just had to love on myself and just take a deep breath. And she flies right
in. I love the
way
you put that. I love the way you put that.
Mm.
You know, I haven't said this on this podcast. I know I've said it before in some of our audiences we've been in, but for those who have not heard the story, Meredith is and still remains one of my favorite coaching clients. Mm-hmm. We worked together and I cherished every minute we were together, but she used to drive me crazy.
I saw the eye rolls. No, you didn't eye roll.
No, because I am a sales and marketing coach. I'm like, let's get it. Let's figure this out. Let's go. And Meredith would be like, not today. No, I'm not feeling the energy today. And this was the first time I was ever introduced to this. Like,
that's an option.
This is an option. And so Meredith, through that relationship, taught me. Like I learned as much, I think, from our engagement as Meredith learned from me around how to show up internally to be the best person I can be and to listen to my intuition. So you speak a lot about intuitive leadership and intuition in your business. So just give us a little snippet around what does intuitive leadership actually mean?
Okay. So intuitive leadership is when you're marrying the intuition and the leadership, right? So the sensing of what's up for you, how are you feeling? What are you drawn to? What's opening up? And where your kind of your magic, your spider senses, like what's coming into the field, right? That's your intuition. And then the leadership part is like, do I have the courage to take action? Mm. And sometimes it's inaction, right? There's sometimes where we're like, that sounds like the right thing to do right now, but for some reason it's not landing. And can I give myself some room just to honor that and find something that does honor my energy? You mentioned this wonderful exchange. You know, I don't want to paint the picture that intuitive leadership is passive. It can be just as ambitious and as expansive as the traditional more male leadership. But what it includes is an honoring of your soul and also your environment. It's far more collaborative. So you tend to get more things done because you're in community. It's far more diverse and inclusive. So there's just an energy that it brings in. It's not a top-down kind of masculine way to lead. It's mm-hmm. very much a inside out. And that, you know, when you have that, you're on fire with your mission and your purpose and your why, and you know that the gifts that you're bringing in the world are important for a certain kind of person, and you're going to get it out there. Like, there's no like sitting on your heels. That being said, rest is an intuitive leadership principle, because mm-hmm. one must rest in order to downregulate all the stuff. So you can hear, like, I hear things. That's how my intuition works. But other people just have gut knowing. Other people see, like, oh, I can see exactly how that would work. Other people just have kind of a sense in their body. So there's, you know, intuition's all over the map, and there's not one way, but the intuitive leadership is the marriage between how mm. am I feeling? Am I in integrity? And am I taking that action out into the world?
That is a great, I love the way you describe that. Okay. I can see what you're saying. I'm just kidding.
See?
Ooh. All right, lady. Listen, if you enjoyed this conversation today, I want Meredith to share with you what she's going to be doing in the cafe on Mondays. Twice a month on Mondays, starting this one coming, she's going to be leading us through inspired action sessions. So Meredith, tell us a little bit about that.
Seriously, I'm so excited for this. You have no idea. Because again, intuitive leadership doesn't have to be passive. We are going to use our Monday at noon Pacific, 3 Eastern. Mm-hmm. And we're going to get a jump start on our week, which means we're going to get super clear on what is that one thing that's going to change the way we do our life or our business. It's that one thing. It's not all the distractions and it's not all the hiding, because trust me, we're really good at hiding. We're going to figure out what's that one thing. And then we're going to tune in and make sure that it's aligned. And then what is that kind of inspired action we can take from that place? And that's going to give us a ton of juice to go out into the world and really move the needle.
I can't wait. I think it's going to be a ball. Thank you so much. All right. So pauseboxco.com, right?
Yes. And please, if I can, I would love to invite people to go to the site and take my energy quiz. It's like a 2 to 3 minute investment of your time, but it will give you immediate information about where you're showing up, right? So are you in that hustle culture, or maybe an autopilot? Or maybe you're really in struggle, or you've already nailed the golden zone, and then you can teach me a thing or two. So that's what happens in the quiz. And there's some resources that come with it. It always lots of remedies of, you know, how can you move out of struggle into golden? So it's a really robust gift. And I invite you to go check it out.
Thank you, Meredith. And thank you so much for being here today. We will have all kinds of links in the show notes of where Meredith hangs out. But most often, she's in the cafe, so come visit us
there. Yeah, baby.
Yeah. Well, I sure hope you enjoyed our conversation today. We've got lots more great events and resources just like this in the cafe just waiting for you. And by the way, did you know that, gosh, it feels awkward saying this right now, but 8 out of 10 businesses fail within the first 10 months of existence. Wah, wah, wah. Wah, man, wah. I just took us down a hole, didn't I, Mary?
Yeah, anyway, well, that's because of hustle culture.
Right. That's right. That's right. So let's fix that. But anyways, I do believe that we can improve that statistic one business at a time. At the She Boss Cafe, you're going to find the support and connections you need to take the mystery out of that big black hole we call sales and marketing. Whether it's creating your playbook, being supported in the community, experts are all there for you. You can even join a mastermind group that fits you perfectly. So you can find all this in the cafe. Come and join us there. Information is available in the show notes, and I hope to see you soon. Have a great day.